This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
All right, Woody, and we do have a lot of stuff here. As got a bunch of brand new players on the Miami Dolphins after a draft weekend, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and picked up a bunch of rookie free agents. We haven't talked much about it. There'll be a lot of time to talk about that, and of course, the Heat trying to stay alive and get one game and not get swept tonight against the Cavs, and the Panthers. Just talking to Ed Jovanovski, always. Appreciate him coming on with us, but Lightning tried to tie it up tonight. Panthers tried to take a demanding, controlling 3-1 lead if they can get a win tonight. So anyway, fun stuff. Matthew Tkachuk will play, did not get suspended for the hit. And then on top of all that, we have a lot of complaining about a topic that was a start. I almost feel bad. Because it did. Woody, you brought this up, and I thought it was a great point. Shedeur Sanders, and listen, again, he was going to be the first pick. He's going to be the second pick. He's going to go in the first round. A few days before, he's going to go in the second round. He ends up going in the fifth round and to Cleveland. And by the way, second quarterback Cleveland took. They drafted a guy ahead of him as well out of Oregon, Dillon Gabriel. So, you know, a lot of people got a lot of thoughts on it, and it's, you know, all over, and Shedeur and Dion and, you know, the whole thing that people have been pretty fired up about. A lot of people really upset about it and all over the board with this thing, and nobody was more jacked up. I thought it made for great TV, and Mel Kiper Jr. could not let it go.
This is not about can you play the position. This is about do we want you to play the position for us. That's what this
game. Why wouldn't
came
about. They, Lou?
Well, look, that's a whole other discussion that we've had in many different ways for weeks
I would say
and months now.
This is not one of the toughest quarterbacks you've
ever. Mel, this isn't about this isn't about quarterback traits and quarterback characteristics, personal football character. That's not about this. This is about. This is personal.
Has he had an off the field issue? No, he has not.
Mel, you don't have to sell it to me.
I don't know what we're talking about here.
You're right. Something. The draft has spoken.
That's right. That's the key, Mel. It's not putting a value judgment on whether those who passed are right or wrong. They did.
Yep.
So now, whenever you're in circumstances in life, whether you like them, whether you don't like them, whether they're fair or whether they're unfair, you might have to deal with them.
That's
and
right.
Now Shedeur Sanders has to deal with
and everything.
And for whatever reason, whether he played a minute, microscopic percentage, 0%, or it's a legitimate criticism of the way he conducted himself during the draft process, this was the result.
Yeah.
Now he has an opportunity to answer it. I think yelling at the NFL about it is not productive.
There's not a quarterback. Boomer Esiason was not happy when he was the second round pick.
Tom Brady was not happy.
They dropped. How'd they turn out?
And you know what?
My point is, Race, the NFL has been clueless for 50 years when it comes to evaluating quarterbacks. Clueless. No idea what they're doing in terms of evaluating quarterback. That's proof. There's proof of that.
How many times
we know exactly what we're talking about with quarterback? They don't.
Nobody's batted 1,000 there, though.
No, that's correct.
Right? I mean, I think that's
all
think
that
that's
matters
fair.
Now is what happens going forward. We talk about it all the time. There is the evaluation phase. There's the evaluation and selection phase, which we're in right now. And then there's the development and implementation phase. That's where we're heading to right now. That's all that matters for him. Kevin Stefanski, Andrew Berry,
and Lou.
Have at it.
quarterbacks now, and Reese, you know as well as anybody, college kids now get paid. They're professional. They're getting paid. They're commercials. They're out there. You got to deal with that. If you're in the NFL, you got to deal with that. Okay? He's saying whatever he's saying behind closed doors. What's he saying? I want to be the guy. I should be this. I should be that. Deion saying he's the best player in the draft. He's best quarterback. Second best to Travis Hunter. Best quarterback. Who is it? What quarterback out there didn't think they should have been a high first-round pick?
Again, nobody's criticizing what happened. We're saying he has to deal with the reality of the result from it.
All right, that's all.
144 Sanders, everybody wishes him well, as we do.
Wow. Started getting heated up, man. That was going on a lot of conversations all weekend. All weekend, people. Even people that really don't follow the draft are saying, what happened to Deion's son? What happened to Shedeur Sanders? And you heard those guys talking about it. By the way, did Mel Kiper said he evaluates quarterbacks better than the NFL does? Did he say that? It sounded like he said that. He didn't.
That was what a rant, man.
I mean,
what? Like, does he really think? Does anybody really think this guy got blackballed from the league? Like, man, if the guy could play, he would have gotten taken higher. I mean, and you know what? We'll find out if he can play, right? But
I think his talent.
The Dolphins said they thought about it.
I think his talent is a lot better than where he got drafted. The way he played this year is a lot better. I just think it was all the other stuff.
I think there is a lot
of teams that are scared to death to take him because of the noise and what. And by the way, people, what do you mean by noise? Deion at a press conference, Deion sending out a message.
Mm-hmm.
And I think all that stuff scares him. He seems like a really good kid. He does. Now, I'm sorry, he's doing a lot of commercials with his dad. He's been making a lot of money. God bless him. Don't be a hater on a young guy making a system they put up. He's making a lot of money.
I think it has more to do with his play, Joe. Like,
it had to do with his play. He would have never been taken.
But I'm trying to think of the guy that would be the comp, and that would be LaMelo Ball, right? Like, as far as like an absolutely crazy dad who just like won't stop. That kind of is what, right? Like,
I think.
That's kind of where I go with
I think Deion's a lot more powerful.
He's definitely more powerful, yes.
He's got a team. His team,
He's a more powerful person.
He's made Colorado important, right? Nobody cared about Colorado. Nobody cared. Now the shows, they lose two or three games in a row. Fox or ESPN still going out there to do game day. They're still going over there to have him on and stuff.
That actually makes a good point, by the way. Those guys are so good, they wouldn't be on TV. They'd be picking players. If anybody thought Mel Kiper was really good at his job, wouldn't they have hired him to be in their front office?
Look, Mel Kiper.
Kiper's just butthurt. His prediction didn't happen. I can't stand the guy, so, you know, whatever, but.
I give him credit for one thing. He is the pioneer of making this stuff, this mock draft stuff. He owns it. He did.
Yes, he does.
And he makes a damn good living doing it. He's got, remember, he used to have the books. I remember everybody in my life was buying the books. I don't know if any of you out there bought the old Mel Kiper four different books you would get during the course of the year, and the big one was right before the draft was coming out, and a lot of people are buying them. A lot of people are like, and then ESPN picks them up, and it just kind of exploded. But this guy sitting there now, all of a sudden, the old, I could do a better job than he could. I can do a better job than the league can. Then there's no question the league.
Everyone thinks that, though.
But the league has not done a very good job with the quarterback. To his point, a lot of teams have drafted quarterbacks up high and whiffed on them. Not average, bad whiffs.
So this guy, 305, Mike Florio said this on Friday. I told you I agree with this. Shedeur slipped to the fifth round because of Deion. Deion wants to run an NFL team. Coaches and GMs don't want him anywhere near the team. That, by the way, is a legitimate point. Like, if you're a coach and you draft that guy, you know, Deion wants to coach in the NFL and wants to coach his kid.
Yes.
Kind of a problem.
I didn't know till last week that he's coached his son
all through school. Way, yeah.
Like, since high school.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. No idea.
I still believe that if somebody thought he was a franchise quarterback, that he would have gone a hell of a lot earlier than he did. Right? Because if he's a franchise quarterback, you deal with the noise. Look at it. Look at what they're dealing with Aaron Rodgers. You're willing to deal with it if the guy can play.
That's a bad example.
Why is it a bad example? Aaron Rodgers is the biggest jerk we have in sports.
Aaron Rodgers has put up some monster friggin' numbers in this league.
Yeah,
and been
but my point is that
there's no
if
point
somebody
to
thought Shedeur Sanders
Aaron
is
Rodgers
a franchise
is a bad
quarterback,
example.
It's not a bad example. It shows what teams are willing
One
to
guy's
put up
done
with.
It in the NFL, another guy hasn't done it, and there's been a lot of guys doing college that can't play in the NFL.
But it shows what teams are willing to put up with, is what I'm saying. They thought this guy was good enough, someone would have taken him.
Unless...
Clearly they didn't see that.
People, I don't know what he says in meetings. I don't know what he says in those meetings. He couldn't
even know how much it matters,
off.
Man. You turn off whatever, turn on, turn off. Like, again, if you can play at that position, you will play. There is no level of douche. I think Aaron Rodgers is the gold standard for that.
I think
hell, they gave Deshaun Watson.
I think your example
Deshaun Watson
sucks.
Is an unbelievable mutant, and they gave him $250 million guaranteed. They gave him a fully guaranteed contract. That guy, he couldn't possibly be more of a mutant.
But again, he did it in the NFL. He put together some good years.
Well, but I'm just saying, they are willing to put up with anything.
There's been a lot of guys that have been really good in college that have not put up and not worked out. By the way, I don't even blame the players half the time. Half the time, it's a system they've been put in. It's teams and organizations that are just dysfunctional. That thing in the Jets with the Jets. I don't know who could be successful there. They have anybody that's been successful there in so long? I don't know.
A couple of texts here for you. Apparently Crowder said Mel Kiper cost him money because he was wrong about his pick. Shedeur is a weak arm. He's not athletic. Didn't throw any long balls in his workout. Refused to take the Wonderlic, so obviously he's not very bright and doesn't have a great arm, says 954. 786 says if Jeffrey Dahmer could run a 4.440, the NFL would call it an eating disorder. That's the thing, man. Like, I'm telling you, I think...
Is that the one you like, the one you agree with?
I just think it makes the point that, like, again, someone was willing to give... Deshaun Watson is, objectively speaking, is not a good person. Right? I think we can all kind of agree on that to an extent.
But we all know every organization has kept a guy that maybe they shouldn't because they've had some...
But, like, how many women came forward to Deshaun Watson? Was it 80?
60-something.
Okay, that's a lot. You did something really bad, man. They still gave him a massive guaranteed contract.
And guess what? The gods paid him back.
I agree. The football gods definitely paid him back.
Like, we made a mistake. I think he threw his wife's name in there. She must have been in on the decision.
I don't know. Cleveland's a place quarterbacks go to die anyway, but... But, man, they look what they're willing to do with Aaron Rodgers. These guys are getting jerked around all offseason by Aaron Rodgers, hoping that he comes over there.
And there's a shortage of quarterbacks, Woody.
Yeah. So that's why I think if Shedeur Sanders could play, and if somebody out there thought he could play, they would deal with the other stuff.
You're still missing something, though, man. It's one thing to do it at a college, and it's a proven guy that's a clown half the time like Aaron Rodgers is. He's a proven guy in this league.
I'm not saying that Shedeur Sanders is proven. I'm saying that if somebody thought he could play, if somebody thought he was a franchise quarterback, which apparently initially they thought, right, early in the season he was the number one pick.
If I'm going by the way the guys just got drafted, it looks like there's two guys they thought could play in this draft. I'm not sold on Dart. Are you sold on Dart?
I'm not sold on any of them.
Well, come on, man. Cam.
I'm hoping Cam Ward is going to be really good. But I'm done with that whole, like, you know, putting my name on it and saying that these guys are going to be really good because it's always – you're always wrong.
I'm
so
with you. I just thought the Mel Kiper thing was pretty interesting because that's
– He sounded nuts.
Well, he's pissed.
He sounded unhinged.
You got a guy as the second-best player in the draft, and all of a sudden he's 144th player taken. He's not going to go, man, I was – obviously there's other stuff to this or something. He just said –
yeah, like 5-6-1.
The league screwed up.
There's a starving need for quarterbacks in the league. Teams would not pass that up if they thought he was good.
I agree.
I'm with you. Something is not right there. And I think it's a combination of he can't play, and
I listened to all the guys on TV, black and white, because everybody's bringing up everything, black and white, and they all said Mike Tomlin loves him. Watch this. He's going, if those guys at the top are scared, Mike Tomlin at 21 will take him. You know what they came out and said? we think Aaron Rodgers is coming back. We're not. We're going to wait. We're going to pass. We need a little help on defense. And I was like, that's all I need to know right there. Mike Tomlin, great relationship with Dion, mutual respect, and understands the whole thing. And I said, there you have it, man.
That's the other thing. Like a coach like Mike Tomlin, you think he's obviously not scared of Dion.
No.
I could understand why like maybe a franchise like ours would be, but like that guy's not scared of Dion taking his job. You think that's ever in his mind? Like, this guy's going to overpower this organization, sure, take my job? Come on now.
I'm sure they've talked about. Listen, these guys, every one of these guys in the draft, they get critiqued, like arms, head, brain, feet, medicals. By the way, nobody's talked about that Michigan cornerback. How about that? All of a sudden, he goes, I'm not hurt. And they go, yeah, you are hurt. And they're going, nah, that knee. And he's going, well, what's everybody talking about? I'm fine. Nah, you've been injured. Where'd he drop to? I didn't even see his name. Will something from Michigan. Yeah. Everybody down here had him in the mock drafts. One of the guys with six or seven guys that Dolphins were going to take. And, man, he dropped. By the way, the cornerback class was, I don't know, Chris. I don't know how deep that class was, man, for you telling us that it was deep. We took one. We've got one cornerback, Jason Marshall. Jason Marshall, Jr., you're in a good situation, man, down here. Because nobody can sell me we got enough of cornerback right now. And I like our defensive coordinator a lot, but we need some more back there, especially once Jalen Ramsey hits the road here officially. Anyway, hey, we got more stuff to get to here. We're not done. Beverly's Jewelers, though, they're not done for sure. Incredible offer going on right now. I've been telling about Beverly's Jewels, talking about for 30-something years. Jeff and Amanda still going strong, man. Jeff, how many more years? Jeff and I the same age. Jeff, how are you going to keep going, man? Amanda loves this and still enjoy it. And birthdays and anniversaries and making things affordable for people and still being, you know, where people in South Florida go to get engaged. And I go, well, what do you got going right now? He goes, we've got this great offer. We've got a stunning 3-carat certified lab-grown diamond, VVS Clarity E-Color set in a custom-made 14-carat diamond ring for just $3,999. I said, man, now you're talking diamond engagement ring that you can afford. You've been saving it up. You've seen what everybody's paying. I got to tell you, wait until you see this thing. It is spectacular. Choose from all shapes, larger sizes available, similar savings, but hurry. This deal is only for a limited time. Plus, gold prices are at an all-time high. Beverly's paying top dollar for your gold, silver, diamonds, and jewelry with immediate payment. I trust Beverly's Jewelers, and you can too, in Fort Lauderdale off Commercial Boulevard or online at bevjewelers.com. Beverly's Jewelers, where South Florida really does get engaged.
Let's get your weather brought to you by the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm, your accidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24-7 at 866-954-MORE. 78 degrees and clear. No rain in the forecast, Joe.
All right, Woody. Thank you so much. What a busy weekend, man. Great weekend. Both our teams in the playoffs. Heat down, though. Now 3-0 to the Cavs. And Panthers trying to jump out on the Lightning 3-1 tonight with the good news. Matthew Tkachuk will not be suspended and will play tonight. So that's big for whether you're going to a hockey game tonight at Sunrise at Amaranth Bank or Arena, or you're going down to Miami for this game. Then on top of all that, we have all the draft stuff and how everybody – listen, man, it's really hard. I mean, he was sitting again on Mel Kiper for going nuts on Shedeur Sanders. I know we got 3 tackles, defensive tackles. We need more help on the offensive line. We got one starter. They moved up at 37 to get, and he's a big, strong-looking dude, 6'5", big, wide body, almost 340 pounds. But we got 3 defensive tackles. You can call them defensive, whatever you want to call them, nose guy. Everybody's got different names. We got 3 big bodies in there that hopefully shut down some people, and some of these guys can create a pass rush as well, including the first pick for the Dolphins, Kenneth Grant. Then from there, a little bit of everything. Gave up their third round pick when they moved up and got out of the fourth round and ended up with three fifth round picks. Got a little bit of everything. Listen, there's more work to do. You weren't going to take care of all your needs, and you are going to have to hit what's left in free agency. All the cornerback names are out there. You can look it up, cornerbacks. And I don't know if they try to trade with somebody with Jalen Ramsey, or if not, you're going to either get a guy that's up there in age, you're going to get a guy that's been hurt a lot, that's coming off an injury. But make no mistake about it, you're not getting any of these guys in the prime of their career. You're not. So I'm curious. They got to bring in a veteran cornerback. They do need, no matter what. They're not going to go with these young guys. They're just not going to go with what we have right now. They've got to get somebody else. And honestly, we need more on the offensive line. I agree. And Omar Kelly's going to join us. We'll talk about that. We need more. I like our starting five. Looks good, you know, with the top two picks going to start, which is, we talked about needing starters coming out of this draft. And they honestly, with the other six picks, they need to get some guys that if they're not starting, they're getting a lot of snaps on offense and defense. So that's where we are. But there's more work to be done. They need more depth on the offensive line. They need more depth at cornerback. And, you know, I'm all right at defensive tackle. I don't know if they're talking about still bringing another veteran defensive tackle, but you just drafted three of them. I got to believe there's a good chance all three are going to be active on the 53-man roster, maybe not active on game day, but will be in there as well. So anyway, we've got a lot of stuff still to do here with the roster, and we'll see how Chris Greer decides to do it. But, hey, listen, I don't know about you, but I like the first two picks. I don't like giving up a third-round pick because I thought it was going to be a good chance for us to get three starters in the first three rounds, and instead we didn't pick again in the third pick. Third round, we didn't pick in the fourth round. So you miss out. I've been told that they did try to move up and get a cornerback. Again, you know, I don't know because they didn't get it, so it doesn't matter. And they got Jason Marshall Jr. as the only cornerback. And I think we're all kind of surprised that they didn't get a cornerback before the fifth round. But again, they moved up to get the biggest need, and the biggest need is to be physical. And they look like they got a couple real physical guys with their first two picks. The two biggest first and second round picks in the history of the franchise is what they just got with these two picks. Two guys flirting around 340 we've never had. Even when we had Key Sims and Richmond Wed, they weren't nearly that big of guys, just to give you an idea before you start looking it up. And so we'll see. Jordan Phillips could play right away, 6'3", 320-pounder from Maryland. And so right down to the end there. And Zeke Biggers also 6'6", 320-pounder from Georgia Tech. So they went out and got some big-body guys. Coach him up. I think he's one of the best coaches. The defensive line coach is really good for the Dolphins and had great success quietly, probably because we talk about the coordinators, but he is really good as a individual position coach. He's really, really good at what he does. On top of that, we had seven Canes drafted, and one of the biggest names not get drafted. You know, you look back, and I know that Shador has taken all the things. Xavier Restrepo, life changed when he ran the 40-yard dash. Is that possible? I love Xavier Restrepo, too. I want everybody to know, if you're listening, I am a huge fan. He ran a 40. I don't know. He said he was hurt and he shouldn't have run the 40. If you're not 100%, you don't run it, and you tell him you're not going to be running it because you play so much faster on the field. But a 4.83 cost Xavier from, I don't know, third round, fourth round, fifth round to being a rookie free agent now with and going with Cam Ward to Tennessee. Anyway, we'll have a lot more on all this stuff coming up here. But first, Omar Kelly's going to join us. When we come back, we'll talk to Omar about the Dolphins draft, get into it, and what they might be looking at in the next few days to try to add to this 90-man roster before. But we pretty much got it together right now. I do want to tell you about your South Florida Chevy dealers this morning. Love talking about SUVs and the trucks because it's never been better than it is right now at your South Florida Chevy dealers. I've been bragging about the new 2025 Tahoe that I bought. It is gorgeous. It is roomy. And I'm all about room and being comfortable. And so is that Suburban. If you got a big family and you want to be comfortable, it's hard to beat them. But I got to tell you, our midsize SUV family is fantastic too. That all-new Equinox, man, it's got everything. Oh, my gosh. Eye-catching exterior to start with. Fully loaded with smart style and practical dependability over to the 2025 Traverse. The 2025 Traverse is going to be smoking hot. It's going to be a top seller for the Chevy coming going ahead because, first of all, it's got a great look. Second of all, it's got so much space. You are so comfortable. It doesn't feel like a midsize SUV. It's got everything, including all the room you need for your cargo. And then let's get the Silverado trucks, especially strong trucks. Trucks that you need to be for durability. With the way you're working right now, you need power. Well, they give you a choice of four strong options, each one delivering commanding power with roll-formed, high-strength steel, impressive cargo volume, 12 standard tie-downs. Really is the hardest-working bed in the business. Helps conquer your toughest jobs and all your fun and entertainment on the weekend. So see your South Florida Chevy dealers today for outstanding offers going on right now with 14 dealerships throughout South Florida. You're going to fall in love, baby.